This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Let's talk about Medi-Cal. You have a choice, and Molina makes it easy. So let's talk about making your life easier, about extra help to manage your health. Nobody knows Medi-Cal better than Molina. Visit meetmolinaca.com. Let's talk today.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
Now for our story. Carla Descari was alone in the rambling old farmhouse. It was after midnight, and the young Italian girl was frightened. Mario had left the house a few minutes ago after their quarrel, a miserable ending to an evening which had begun so happily. They'd gone into Wakefield to attend the opening of the new supper club. Mario was laughing and cheerful, but in the car when they were driven home by Bill Meade and Peggy, Mario's mood had changed suddenly. And when they arrived home, he had confronted her with the scarf she'd lost that evening, the scarf he'd found in the back seat of Bill's car. He accused her of having gone out to the car with Bill during the party. And though Carla truthfully denied this accusation, her husband refused to believe her, relentlessly demanded that she tell him everything. And then suddenly he'd stopped his questioning and slammed out of the house.
Mario. Why won't he listen to me? Leave me. I don't understand. My scarf and Bill's car. Maybe someone found it, picked it up. But why would they put it there? I don't know. It's as if someone wanted to do us harm. But who? Why? These stories Mario heard. Stories about Bill Meade and me. Where do they begin? Where do they come from? If only I could talk to someone. But not Angelina, not the family. Maybe when he comes back, he'll listen to me. When? Oh, if he comes back. Oh, no. No.
Her face swollen with tears, Carla put on a dressing gown and slippers, took a flashlight, and went outside. But her husband was nowhere in sight. The car was parked in its shed, but there was no sign of Mario. Miserably, she crept back to bed to wait sleeplessly for daylight. And as time passed, she became more and more afraid that Mario had gone looking for Bill. As soon as it was daylight, she got into the car, drove into Wakefield to the auto court where Bill lived.
You looking for someone?
Yes, I'm looking for Mr. Meade.
Well, he's not there.
He isn't, are you sure?
Well, he doesn't answer, does he?
Do you know where Mr. Meade is? It's so early.
Well, Mr. Meade always gets up early. I happen to know he went out to breakfast already this morning because he stopped in to see me about something. There was a long-distance phone call for him last night, and he stopped in to thank me for getting in touch with him.
Oh, well, then if he's gone to breakfast,
You can probably find him at Lee's Diner. Or sometimes I think he goes over at the coffee shop, the hotel.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mrs.
Trumbull. I'm Mrs. Trumbull, the manager here.
I see. Thank you, Mrs. Trumbull. Sorry to trouble you.
That's all right. No trouble at all.
Thank heaven. Mario didn't come here. I was so afraid that... Well, he left last night. Like a crazy man. The feeling I had that he was going to do something. But where could he have... I wonder if he'd go to Peggy. He might have. He might have done anything.
Good morning, Aunt Mary.
Well, good morning, Carla. My, you're up bright and early, Carla.
Yes.
That's the penalty for living on a farm, isn't it? But I think you could have let your chores go for once. You look as if you could use a lot more rest.
I couldn't sleep, Aunt Mary.
Too much excitement last night?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, it hasn't affected my family that way, I can tell you. They're all still pounding their ear. Come on in, Carla, won't you? I suppose you've had breakfast.
Well, no, but
then, for heaven's sake, you come right in and have some with me. I just came out to get the paper.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Mary, but I can't stay. I just came by
To what, child?
I was wondering if you had seen Mario.
Mario? This morning, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, no. Was he supposed to come by for something?
Oh, no, I just thought he might have come by to talk to you. Or to Peggy.
To talk to us? About what, Carla?
About... Oh, Aunt Mary.
Why, my dear child. Carla, what is it?
I'm sorry. I seem to cry so easily these days. I guess I'm just tired. I'm sorry.
Carla, dear, what is it? What's the matter?
I don't know what to do. I don't know where he is.
You mean Mario?
He left our house.
When?
Last night, after Bill and Peggy brought us home.
Last night?
We quarreled, and I didn't mean to bother you with it, but I'm so miserable, Aunt Mary. I've got to talk to someone. If I tell the family, they won't understand. I don't know what to do. He's gone.
Carla, you mean... You don't believe Mario's left you?
No. No, he wouldn't do that because of the farm, but I almost wish he had.
Oh, Carla, child, you don't mean that.
Oh, I know I don't. Only it all seems so useless. I keep trying to tell myself that he loves me.
Mario does love you, Carla. I know that.
Then why can't he trust me? I thought all this jealousy of his was over. Ever since you talked with him about it, Aunt Mary, everything was going so well.
And this quarrel you had, it was about the same thing, the jealousy?
Yes, the same thing, over and over again.
But I don't understand, Carla. Last night at the supper club, Mario seemed in such good spirits, laughing, making jokes.
I know. He was like that all evening. And then, on the way home, all of a sudden he changed. We all noticed it, Peggy and Bill and I. But we thought he was just tired and sleepy. Then when they drove away, he hardly said goodnight to them. We went inside to get ready for bed. I thought if I didn't pay any attention, he'd cheer up. And then he... showed me my scarf, the one I lost at the club.
He found it?
Yes, he found it. In the back seat of Bill's new car.
Well, I don't see what's so terrible about that.
But don't you see, Aunt Mary? Mario knew I'd lost it during the evening, and when he found it in Bill's car on the way home, he thought we... that Bill and I had...
Oh, I see. Yes, I'm beginning to understand.
Aunt Mary, I had not been out to Bill's car until we all left. You believe me, don't you?
Of course I believe you, Carla.
So I can't explain to Mario how the scarf got there because I don't know.
Unless someone found it, picked it up, and just put it in the nearest place.
But they couldn't have. I never went out to the parking lot all evening. When I lost it, I was in the supper club.
I see. Carla, there's something very peculiar about this whole thing. The stories you told me, the gossip Peggy and Bill heard...
It's as if someone wanted to make trouble for us. I tried to tell Mario that, but we haven't any enemies.
Enemies? Yes. It almost looks as if... Oh, but it's hard to believe that anyone could do anything so mean, so deliberately vicious.
I know, Aunt Mary. But something dreadful is happening to Mario and to me.
Yes, Carla, I agree with you. And perhaps to Peggy and Bill, too.
I know, and I can't stop it. Where he was when he left the house. I'm frightened, Aunt Mary. I know his temper. He isn't thinking. I'm frightened of what he might do.
Carla, dear, he isn't going to do anything. When I think of you two young people, and Peggy and Bill... Carla, I'm going to talk to Mario. if you don't mind.
I wish you would, Aunt Mary. Only I'm afraid it's too late now. I don't think it'll do any good. The only thing he would believe now would be absolute proof.
Proof? I think he has that within himself, Carla.
What do you mean?
It's beginning to seem to me that... Well, Mario has one weakness. His jealous love for you. I think maybe someone knows that. Yes, Carla. I think someone's trying to make a fool of Mario.
Inwardly, Aunt Mary didn't feel the confidence which she had expressed. She knew Mario Descari. She realized the situation had gotten pretty far out of hand. She felt her reasoning was on the right track. But could she reach Mario with something so intangible?
Let's talk about Medi-Cal. You have a choice, and Molina makes it easy. So let's talk about making your life easier, about extra help to manage your health. Nobody knows Medi-Cal better than Molina. Visit meetmolinaca.com. Let's talk today.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you, Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.